It seems doubtful that any longtime listener to Greta's program, Hour with the Guitar, could hear this piece of music without immediately conjuring up Greta's distinctive low voice talking over it. It's called Recollections of the Alhambra, a piece by Spanish composer Francisco Tárrega that evokes a 10th century Islamic fortress. When Andrés Segovia made his first recording of the piece in 1927, Greta was just a little girl in Germany. When I caught up with her last summer, she had been revisiting the early days of her own life by translating the letters of her parents, who wanted to immigrate to the United States but were unable to make the voyage together as a family.
My parents were separated in 1930. My father had come here, but my mother couldn't come over because all immigration was stopped because of the financial situation. Those are all the years of depression that my parents lived separated. It is astonishing what my mother and father went through in during that time, because there was no such thing as financial aid in those days. And you would be surprised and horrified what my parents had to go through. For one thing, in Germany, those were the Hitler years, you know. And secondly, here in the United States, the depression itself here, what my father went through. The Hitler years, my father, he warned my mother constantly, keep your mouth shut, your eyes open. And my mother did that. She kept her mouth shut and her eyes open. And she saw what happened. And she saw what she should avoid, and she did completely and kept her mouth shut. And during those years, she never spoke to anyone about anything, so she could come over here with a clear mind. And she did.
In 1935, when Greta was 11, she finally came over to the United States with her mother and brother and was reunited with her father. She didn't have a great deal of time to adjust to her new environment.
We came over here on a Saturday, and my father took us to school on a Monday. So my teacher introduced me to the class, and there I stood. A girl with a little girl with braids and not being able to understand English. And I almost started to cry because I stood out like anything. So the teacher came over to me, took me by my hand and took me to a bench. And she said, this is your seat and you will sit here and learn English. And this is the only time I'll speak to you like this, because you are expected to learn English. She said this in Yiddish. This I understood. It was almost German, but not quite. So I looked up at her and I sat down. And I sat there for almost a week, 2-3 weeks, listening. And then I raised my hand, and she pointed to me. She said, go ahead. And I said, I have no ink in mein Inkwell. And the whole class clapped. And, of course, I was happy about that, and I told my mother and father about that. It wasn't very soon after that when, of course, I was speaking English with everybody.
Did you have problems with other kids or friends being German during the course of World War II?
No, I didn't. The kids didn't care. It was more the adults.
A shy person by nature, Greta discovered when she was a little girl that music could be a gateway to making friends.
And my brother and I were pretty much on our own. And we sat on the steps of New York, on the Brown House steps. And I had a harmonica, and I started tootling on my harmonica. Before long, there were kids around us, and there were hands out to try. Let me try, let me try. And let them try, let them all try. Before long, we had friends.
Greta says she could play the piano pretty well when she was young, but she didn't seem to have as much talent for the guitar. She apparently was never destined to be the next Andres Segovia.
I played in the kitchen. I played and I sang a little bit. And then everybody left the kitchen and left me to myself. Well, that was a sign and signal that I wasn't very good, either in singing or in guitar playing or anything else. But I did it anyway.
Greta frequently refers to herself as a mediocre performer, but she did acquire enough proficiency to teach the instrument and perform in chamber ensembles. In fact, one of her former students is Andrew York of the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet, but instead of focusing on developing her technique to become a concert artist, she found her niche behind the scenes.
I found out one thing about myself. I wasn't a good guitarist, because I was afraid of the public. I had stage fright, something fierce. That was the worst thing I could imagine to happen to me. So I always stayed as much as possible in the background and let others do the work and do the performing. And I maybe was the announcer or just very little announcing. I was a good listener, I was a good thinker up of programs and so forth. That's how gradually this became the guitar program.
For more than 40 years, Greta Dulles hosted classical music programs on public radio. On The Hour with the Guitar, she featured interviews with musicians of all stripes, from amateur guitar enthusiasts to virtuosi like Andres Segovia and Ray De La Torre.
All sorts of guitarists, also performers that I've been able to interview with great pleasure and so forth. They were all very, very good. And I was pleased to pieces because I wasn't. And I could interview them all. And I got to be a better interviewer than player.
Greta's program aired for the last time in December of last year when she retired from WCVE's airwaves. She died last Thursday evening. She was 88 years old. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm Peter Solomon.